Welcome to the Love Out Loud podcast. And if you're new to our tribe, on behalf of the entire global family, just so you know, we love you. You're a part of a collective of millions now in over 40 countries around the world devoted to revolutionizing our views on love, global leadership, challenging systems of fear, and creating a new earth together. Love Out Loud takes you on a journey of learning how to love yourself and realizing your unlimited potential so that together we can create a unified and compassionate world. Our membership is the heart of our ever-growing global family, and we would love to see you in there. Join us for free now by clicking the link below. I'm really excited to introduce you to a dear brother of mine, Igor. And some of you may know Igor's work. He's known, even though we were just having a preliminary chat about not being defined by your identity, for his amazing work with the Human Connection Movement, and specifically the power of a practice that really has completely transformed me every time I've experienced eye gazing, just the power in silence when you're really connecting to another human being. So I love that, Igor, you're a champion for that work. But actually, just someone that on a human-to-human level, from friend to friend, someone I'm truly excited to share with the Love Out Loud community, just because of your heart, your way of being, your presence, the presence I drop into every time that we have a conversation. And originally we were going to go live on here just to let all of you guys know about the epic podcast that Igor's launched with the Human Connection Movement, that I had the honor of recording an episode for last year. I think it was last year. This year is like, I don't even know what year or what day it is at the moment. So I'm pretty sure it was last year when I was in Melbourne.
Was it this year?
Are you sure?
Wait.
Or Sydney, dude, sorry.
Time.
I know.
Isn't that scary?
At some point, I feel like 2020 has just been this like vortex of time, which is maybe a positive thing. But then I thought, you know, whilst we have the opportunity to be live together, we should record another conversation, which we'll later upload onto the Love Out Loud podcast, which we're doing the soft launch of today, actually. So I'm really excited for that. And the conversation that we're going to be having is around really looking at the emphasis we put on the process. And what are we missing in this emphasis that we're putting on the process around the beingness? And when Igor suggested this topic, I loved it so much, because for me, leadership is defined, I define leadership as demonstration. So those that actually demonstrate a beingness and show us through how they are and how they're being, what it is they're representing. So I'm really looking forward to that. But before we jump into that, Igor, I'd love you to share a bit about you. What's present? This is the question I'd love us to lead in with. What's present for you right now? And then we can go into more exploration of your work and the podcast and how these guys can learn more about what you're doing.
Good question. What's present for me right now? Deep listening. Silence. The space between the words. What are we not saying? There's so much stimuli and messages that we're constantly receiving, like on a day-to-day basis, from the earth, from our spirit, and we're so busy trying to make things happen. We're so busy trying to hustle hard, and we miss out on why we're actually here. We miss out on the whole point of this. The whole point of this whole game is not to get to six figures. It's not to get to seven figures. The whole point of this is to be human.
Mm.
How do we be human? By being, not doing. And this awareness comes to me from being that person that's constantly trying to hustle and
really, I do not take you for that person.
No, I mean, we all have our hero's journey. Like, we start in A and we end up in Z, and then we ascend to a higher plane of awareness. And, you know, the last couple of years, it was a lot about a kind of hustle and getting it out there and in a balance, trying to make it as balanced as possible. But you can see where you're out of integrity. Like, you can see when you're in and when you're out. Mm. And I think we put a lot of pressure on ourselves to be a certain way based on how we think we should be leading in this society, based on the way that society has conditioned us to orchestrate ourselves in this world. And it's very subtle how we're manipulated. Mm-hmm. So I've been able to see those layers and intricacies in that conditioning and understand how much of that is me and how much of that is what I thought I should be. How much of that is, as I was saying before, Matthew McConaughey, that like vibes, or like me wanting to be like, you know, Matthew, or just like a really cool, chilled, grounded dude, or appear that way so that people like me. And, you know, I think that it's a lot. What's more alive for me and exciting for me is just being human. Like I told you before, I came on to this talk and I was a bit triggered, like before, like something triggered me. And I told you that it triggered me, and that's what's alive, like, you know, and that's what's alive for me. I don't know if I answered your question, but.
100%. I think I so feel what you're saying. Being human for me is it. You know, why else would we be here? And I know in some of my own reflections recently, I've really been thinking about the depth of vulnerability. And I know that's a conversation that people are having more and more, and it's a conversation that has been had a lot, but really tuning into what would vulnerability feel like in terms of my sharing in each moment, you know, and realizing just by placing my awareness on that question that I've been asking myself, how much, you know, there is a part of me that is really willing to share, you know, yeah, I'm triggered, or I'm feeling this, or I'm feeling that, but it's making me aware of the layers that I'm still not fully comfortable sharing, and really trying to challenge myself to put that on the table, and the resistance that comes up in me. And I'd love to hear your thoughts on that, of like, yeah, I'm not loving myself in that. So the idea that someone else could love me in that is still so hard sometimes to accept, or to even give other people an opportunity to show me, you know, that I could be lovable in those things, and how much that's actually preventing us from being fully alive, because we're not being all of ourselves whilst that's at play inside of us.
So juicy. And this is the exact recipe for why we attract people in our lives, from a romantic level, from a work level, from any level, that don't necessarily resonate or frequency match with who we truly are. So we go, oh, why am I attracting this like woman that isn't emotionally available? You know? Or this man,
because we're not offering that availability.
Exactly. And we're not being honest with ourselves about whether we are or we aren't. We're saying that we are, but we're not being vulnerable to recognize that we're not. So, and then you ask yourself, well, how do I figure it out? Well, you need to feel it out. It's in the subtle layers, and it's in the heart. It's not in the head. And
yeah,
you know,
yeah. And it's the hardest thing to look at.
It's like, honestly, like, you got to be a Jedi. Like, everyone is a Jedi. I think you can step into Jedi mode. It's like flow state, whatever you want to call it, or bullshit language, anyway. But it's just slowing down and going, am I bullshitting myself right now, or am I not? How like, is what I'm delivering through my body in resonance, in alignment with what I'm living and experiencing?
I think just asking yourself that question is so powerful. Just having the awareness to ask yourself that question in moments.
And that's why I love you, and because you are a beacon for so eloquently, and I, you know, from your episode of the podcast that I run, that we're going to speak about eventually, people are like, who's this Nicole chick? Like, wow. Like, I'm not trying to float your boat here. I definitely don't want to do that, even though I do it all the time. But
sounds better than sinking my boat.
Yeah. I think there's a reason why a lot of people resonate with your message. There's a reason why you're doing what you're doing. There's a reason why Love Out Loud's movement and why you're creating a lot of change, because there's a real flow to your heart, to your spirit. Mm. It just comes through you, it comes out of you. You don't need to try. You don't need to sit up straight and like turn the button on. It just is. And I think if we can all allow for the energy to move through our bodies that way, if we can allow ourselves to be unrestricted, to be ourselves and to wear whatever we want, to eat whatever we want, to, you know, to just do whatever we want in a responsible way, of course, just to be ourselves, we'll feel so much more liberated, and we'll be able to find the space between where we're being inauthentic to really come into a deeper state of alignment. And we'll realize that we're not our jobs and we're not our careers. There's so much more.
There's something really that just stood out in what you were just sharing just then, and it was the word unrestricted, being able to share ourselves in a way that transcends restriction. And one of the things that was coming to mind earlier in this conversation was how many of us do actually have the emotional awareness or the sensitivity in moments to realize that we're restricting ourselves, that we're not putting it all on the table, and we have that sense and we have that awareness, but we don't necessarily have the language. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that I'd love you to share on, because I know this has been a journey for you and you're amazing, you've done multiple Vipassana retreats, like you've gone into the silence. And one of the questions, one of the curiosities I have around that is, how has your process been, or what wisdom do you have around going from that silence and then learning to articulate that and integrate that and actually share those experiences with people? Because I know I have a huge way to go. Like there are many experiences, deep experiences I have that I still don't have a means to share with people, to let people in, or even know how to articulate those experiences with people?
Great question. It's not about the process. It's about the state of being. So in Vipassana, you're spending like 10 hours a day in silence in a meditative state, observing sensations and seeing the reality as it is, not the way you'd like it to be, as they say. And you get to this resonance, like you go into like a theta or a delta sort of brainwave state in your mind. And in that space, there's nothing. We're literally just observing nothing. And you're observing sensations within that nothingness. And within that nothingness, those sensations represent aspects of yourself that you've either cling to or that you've averted in your life. And it allowed me to really kind of take more responsibility for what I was feeling and experiencing, and understand that I have like sovereignty in my life to be able to make decisions that are going to be empowering rather than disempowering. And then I was chasing, and when I say hustle, I was chasing the that need to fill the void within the identity that I created based on how I thought I was supposed to be and show up in this world. I was like, okay, everyone's got an identity, a way they show up. You know, there's like, I help people XXXXXXX, right?
Like your elevator pitch, business. Which is meant to encapsulate your entire existence in 30 seconds.
That is exactly it. We're trying to encapsulate our entire existence within 30 seconds, within everything we possibly do. And you can see people doing that. You can see it the way they show up physically. You can do it.
So rigid, yeah? So restricted and rigid, 100%.
Yeah. You can see it in the way they listen to you. They're not actually listening to you.
They're waiting to speak.
Exactly. They're waiting to speak. And there's a genuine inauthenticity within, like, there's a dissonance in, like, everything that they're representing. And there's a lot of spiritual bypassing there. And anyway, but we all go through that process. It's an initiation. It's a journey. And my point here is it's not about who you, what you're doing. It's about who you're being.
Mm.
About who you're being and the space between who you're being when no one's watching. How loving you are to yourself when you come home after a long day. What is your practice for self-care? Like, what do you tell yourself? Which way do you look at yourself in the mirror? Do you look at yourself in the mirror for a few seconds every day and just go, you look fucked, or I love you, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it's okay to look fucked. Checking in, you know, like, I think that carries so much resonance and so much gold. And that's what attracts your tribe. That's what brings in the frequency of experiences that you'd like to be experiencing. Not the trying to fit into something that isn't you.
So much potency in this conversation, and actually so much personal relevance. So I just want to thank you for bringing these themes to this conversation. One of the things, that sort of just triggered in my thinking as you were sharing the insight, you know, into those moments, like, who are you being when no one's watching? For me, there's such a strong link there with integrity and how I personally define integrity. And for me, the biggest marker of someone's integrity is who they're being and what they're choosing when no one is watching them. And I know for me, in order to really look at where those discrepancies were and still are, you know, integrity, having complete congruence is a huge journey, a lifelong journey. There's always deeper layers for us to travel because we are such a limitless being. So being completely congruent with our infinity and being able to handle that and be grounded in that is a big, you know, task. But I know for me, and we spoke about this actually in the episode on your podcast, a big part of that practice for me was welcoming the thought of there being a witness to my existence and how much that allowed me to step more deeply into a reverence for the importance of integrity and to love myself more in those moments and to be more gentle with myself and to not, you know, choose criticism or choose something that was destructive. And I guess my question in this for you is, how important do you feel it is in our journey of being able to become unrestricted and become limitless and step more deeply into our whole beingness and our integrity? How important do you believe it is to welcome the idea that we aren't the center of the universe, that there is there is something bigger than us, you know? And do you think that humans as an individual self and an individual ego even have the capacity to exist in such a divine way of being if not in relationship to something greater that's encouraging us to humble ourselves and surrender ourselves over?
Wow, that's a loaded question. I think what's been really true for me and alive for me as of late is realizing how much more I am rather than the personal identity I've created for myself, you know?
Mm.
And there's a softness in that. There's this like silence, this softness that carries through and holds a deeper truth. And it emerges when we slow down we don't stop, but we allow things to just represent and to allow for themselves to allow things to emerge naturally and organically. And it's within that space I find that I'm content within myself, that I'm happy within myself.
Mm.
When I feel like I don't have to try to be anyone or do anything, and that knowing that being the founder of the Human Connection Movement is only 5% of my overall soul sort of like impact on this planet, and all the other things that I do are just a very minimal point of who I am. It's just the way I've chosen to express myself in this lifetime. It just so happened that those are my gifts. I didn't choose those gifts. You know, it's not that I'm like ashamed of them. I love that I can connect to people. I love that I can be in deeper states of communion with people and see the truth and feel the truth and have fun and express that creatively. But that's just one way I'm choosing to express myself, and that's one way we're choosing to express ourselves. So to get stuck through the ego, as you were kind of saying, to think that the ego is this kind of final
destination,
of like achievement is just a waste of time. Ram Dass, in his documentary Becoming Nobody, said, you know, I've fucking done all these plant ceremonies, I've sat with gurus, I've done all the, you know, all of the work. And I realized, and then I went to my Maharaji, his guru in India, and he goes, what now? I've done everything. I've followed the book. I've done everything I was supposed to do in order to get enlightened. And then the Maharaji goes, all right, here's the hard part. Now start being human. So yeah. The most spiritual thing you could possibly do, the most spiritual, wise thing we could possibly do is go for a freaking surf. It's go eat a burger. It's like jump on your friend's back, like, and let them carry you. Like, you know.
Be fully alive in that moment.
Exactly. Be fully alive and be there for that moment. Don't wait until you get that next sale to be happy. Like, don't wait until your bank account increases like incrementally to, and then you can breathe easier because the, you know, the serotonin or whatever in your body's convincing you through your ego that that's what you needed to experience in order to be content with how much you've achieved that day. That's a trap. That same way algorithms run the social media thing, it's subliminally like conditioning us to value ourselves based on a construct that isn't sustainably held within our spirit. It does not align within our spirit, within the growth of our human journey. Our human journey is about loving, about being, about living.
Really hope and trust that all the listeners are really just taking that in. By the way, I'm just going to put this whole conversation thus far onto the podcast. I think this is so potent for people, especially right now, as you know, the world's changing. Systems are being compromised. There's a huge amount of uncertainty. And you know, what I'm hearing from so many people around me and in the community and the spaces that we hold, you know, I get the privilege of being able to really see what's present for people. And what it makes me aware of is just how difficult it can sometimes be to not be defined by the external circumstance. You know, when COVID has prevented everyone from being able to pursue the plans they had for 2020 or the economy or whatever it is, whatever that external factor is so loud. How do we return to a place of true knowing that we actually are sovereign beings? We have the ability in every single moment, irrespective of what's happening externally to us, to actually choose that aliveness, to not concern ourselves with the prospect or the possibility of what it might all mean. and to actually be free. You know, that's one of the words that comes to my heart and mind in hearing you share that, is how do we really live in that liberation, live in that freedom? And one of the things we were speaking about before we went live was lightness. How do we integrate a lightness? And again, like, I just feel like you and I, we're traveling similar wavelengths, even in our distance, going through the fast I just did, the really long fast, made me so aware of just how much we hold on to. And it was sort of mind-blowing, because I would have considered myself someone that does let go quite easily and I forgive quite easily. But through the fast, the deeper I went into the process, the more layers started to reveal themselves to me, and how powerful it is when you just allow yourself to, again, not be defined by those identities, not be defined by those circumstances, not be defined by those traumas in the past, and actually just surrender into the lightness. And what I actually was confronted with was just how scary that is. And it really made me think of the Marianne Williams quote, you know, the famous one, that what we're most afraid of is our power. Because as I was surrendering into that lightness, I was becoming increasingly more consciously aware of just how powerful a human being is. And of course, being fully human is the most spiritual experience. Like, matter was no longer dense to me in those states. Thought form was manifesting instantly in my reality. There are more changed in my reality in that 10 days through doing nothing than the past year or 2 years. Because my vibration, surrendering into that vibration, that was my entire focus, was the lightness, allowing myself to consistently let go of the layers. Honestly, it was one of the most profound experiences I've ever had, spiritual experiences I've ever had. And it was connecting me to the truth, the essence of what we really are as a multidimensional being.
You know, the image I kind of got, because I resonate with everything you're saying. But the image I kind of got was like, we're talking about leadership here. How many times do we sometimes show up feeling like we need to be showing up in a way where we've got our shit together? And, you know, I've got to go meditate to clear and connect and make sure I'm like fully showing up as myself.
You know, I feel stressed about letting go. I feel stressed about going to meditate.
Yeah, it's funny, isn't it? Yeah. Like, I can't be fucked meditating and clearing my body, my energetic body, because I'm stressed. But what I find really endearing and beautiful is people that show up and they're like, yep, I'm facilitating this thing, but right now I don't know. I've got a feeling in my body where I don't know. And holding that feeling of not knowing and being okay with the not knowing, oh my God, there's something so sexy in that for me.
Mm.
There's something where I'm just like, you're going to be my best friend.
It's freedom.
You've just communicated to me everything I've wanted to hear in a person that I value and respect, because I know I can trust you. I know you can listen to me. I know you can hear me. You've said so much by saying so little, because you've not pretended to be something that you aren't. Mm. And you've allowed silence to fill the room for everyone else in that space to hear that and to connect and synergize with that until it's so fucking loud in your body where you literally go, okay, what's really happening here? You know what I mean? Like, take the mask off, like take the uniform off, and like this heart's beating, like what's going on in this beautiful, beautiful heart? You are enough.
Mm.
And let's start from that place.
Yes. And just coming full circle to the beginning of this conversation, you know, placing our awareness on the resistances that we are experiencing around vulnerability in each moment when we're showing up in relationship to everything around us, and especially the people like our loved ones who we crave that deeper intimacy with. how comfortable are you being in that silence? You know, how comfortable are you feeling the awkwardness? How comfortable are you being those deeper layers of vulnerability, sharing the thoughts that you're not sharing, expressing the emotions that you have struggled to love yourself through? And what a world that would be created, because the only reason we have those resistances is we've been conditioned. Well, this is what I feel, at least. We've been conditioned to have this kind of preferential concept of what is acceptable and what's not acceptable. It's acceptable for me to be happy. It's acceptable for me to, you know, be really public when I'm succeeding, but not when I'm failing, for instance. But all of that is just a construct. All of that is just an idea that we've been sold. You know, you're acceptable when you're like this and you're not acceptable when you're like that. How much more liberating would it be for everyone if we could embrace the full spectrum of that experience? And one of the things I'm really passionate about empowering people is the understanding that we create that culture. You know, we are creating that culture in all moments. We're the ones that can be leaders of that and influencers of that. If we find the courage and the bravery to start being that, you know, even if you don't have the words, for instance, as you're saying, you know, being able to be in that silence, if you don't have the words to communicate an experience you've had, how would it be just feeling that experience in witness to the people in your life and not feeling the pressure of needing to know how to articulate it perfectly? And like, I know for me, that's really vulnerable, just letting myself be seen and not having all the right words. That actually can feel extremely vulnerable.
Yeah, like I feel like this build-up in my body from like the base of my spine up to my head, it's like this pressure in my body, because there's like areas where I personally feel like something, like I've been getting triggered lately, and I know that it actually has nothing to do with the other person, but the way I show up with that other person, we're so quick to kind of go, okay, I'm going to point my finger at that person's communication style because it's like so not effective and like they're the reason why I'm upset, as opposed to going, what can I do in this conversation to release any of this pressure that's been building in my body, to allow myself to be in peace, not that person, but to allow myself to let go. What am I going to have to do in order to let myself surrender? And what came to me while you were speaking was the premise of my podcast as well. So the Human Connection Movement podcast is how the challenges we experience in our lives are guiding us towards embracing our highest potential. And it's reframing, right? It's reframing the obstacle going, because we're so quick, like when we are children, you fall down from the bike and you look at your parents instantly and then you see how they respond. Are they going to go, oh, are you okay? Or are they going to say, it's cool, you fell down, get up, you know, compassionately, obviously. Because if they go, oh, then you go, ah, you know what I mean? Or if you kind of go, wait, they're not overreacting. This is just what happens when you fall off your bike.
100%. 100%. This is just like so just, yes. Like how has your relationship been formed to those challenges, to that pain? Like such a powerful thing to really dive into and explore. I know like my biggest, the first time I really realized that exact thing that you're speaking to right now was in a training session with a monk that I was studying Kung Fu with. And he used to hold me in these really prolonged stretches. And one of them used to stretch out the inside of my thighs, my hip flexor, which had, you know, still does, but it's against the journey, so much tightness and emotion. And I was feeling a lot of anger the longer he was holding me in the stretch. And he was just looking at me dead in the eye, like no emotion, waiting for me. Like it felt like he was waiting for me to break. And just like literally I was seconds away from just swearing at him and being like, get me the fuck out of this stretch. He looks me dead in the eyes and is like, you are not your pain. And literally like in an instant, like a millisecond, I had a complete transcendental experience where I actually separated from my pain. I started to observe my pain and I realized that I have a relationship to that pain. I have a way that I am relating to that pain that I actually have control over, or I can develop control over it. It's just because it's been so deeply ingrained that when I'm in pain, my immediate response is get me the fuck out of this situation. When I'm in discomfort, get me out of this situation. When I'm being challenged, get me out of this situation. But actually, if we can learn to observe ourselves in that and empower ourselves to realize that we are relational beings. We are in relationship to everything. You're in relationship to your pain. You're in relationship to your happiness. You're in relationship to people. You're in relationship to the iPhone that you're listening to this on. Like you're literally in relationship to all things and you get to be the meaning maker. And from that moment, it completely transformed my concept of challenge. And I feel, and from that moment, felt so much more empowered to realize I can just make pain mean something different. And I can actually use that as leverage. I can use failure as leverage. I can use anxiety as leverage. I can use stress as leverage to actually awaken me to deeper and deeper states of my own potentiality.
Boom. Boom. You've just described the podcast. That is exactly it. That is, honestly, that's the formula for life. If someone said to me, what formula do you follow for life? What's the process? You know, I'd be pretty proud about that process because mm-hmm. it's basically this, right? The obstacle is the way. Seeing every obstacle as an opportunity for growth. Going, yeah, this feels uncomfortable. Great. What's the hidden treasure within this obstacle? You know, what's coming? The only reason I'm facing this obstacle is because there's something to learn. But if I'm the victim and say, oh, fuck you, obstacle, it's all of your fault, what's it going to do? It's just going to amplify and it's going to keep recreating. It's going to metastasize. It's going to attract all these other obstacles to be able to heighten the obstacle ratio of shit. Until you're able to see what it is that you need to learn. And I'm so over having to like not see the truth. Like I think I've met my threshold of like
bullshit.
Yeah. And I just don't have time for it. Which is why I'm so passionate about not knowing. Because when I'm in a place of not knowing, I allow for the truth to come through. Because if I think I know everything, then I'm amplifying the shit and I'm being disingenuous to myself and I'm not being light. I don't feel light, you know? So I think if we see an obstacle as an opportunity to grow and that there's this formula.
It takes the density away.
Exactly. And then we're able to find more flow in our lives. And it's within that place we find our purpose, you know. And our purpose is continuously reinventing itself. It's constantly evolving. And it's not about being solo either around your journey. It's about collaboration. It's so much fun to be in community, common unity with people. You know, so much of our offerings aren't our offerings. They're an accumulation of other people's offerings that we say are our offerings. Yeah. You know, or I'm the creator of this machine, or like this, that, like, it's like, man, this has been in the quantum field before the Big Bang, you know, like whatever that even is, like everything exists in this sort of quantum reality and we're just passing by taking and receiving what we're supposed to receive in order to play the role that we're meant to play. And it's a role. Like when Jim Carrey lost the plot, that was the most enlightened shit I've ever seen in my entire life.
He didn't lose the plot. That was him awakening. That was him breaking free.
But don't you lose the plot to break free? Don't you need to kind of go a bit crazy?
But I know 100% in states of absolute insanity has been when I've truly surrendered into insanity, which is, I feel, connecting to the infinity, because in this finite existence, it is insane. You're experiencing it as insanity to be connected to limitlessness, because the human mind actually cannot, it can't. The human mind's designed to compartmentalize, to put things in boxes, to file information. So when you're connected to that limitlessness, the brain can't process it. It's beyond the mind, literally beyond the mind. But it's been in those states that I've seen everything clearly. Everything has become so clear when I let go of the mind, and not on an intellectual level. It's clarity in the purity of this existence and just how loved we are, you know, which is the ultimate, I think, the ultimate lightness when you realize that, when you truly realize. The word realize means see the truth. To see the truth, when you have that realization and you're able to see that truth, wow, you know, and that balance, you know, one of the things that I used to consider so often when I thought about the obstacle being the way was, how can the obstacle be the way if also we're meant to follow the path of least resistance? And what I now realize is exactly what you were just speaking to, which is when we change our relationship with the obstacle and then we're constantly able to be very masterful in how we navigate reality. Because whatever comes at us, and it's like what I was sharing before, we're no longer defined by our circumstances, because we are creating the experience within the context that we're subject to.
Amen. Amen. And what was coming to me is that through these experiences and through these obstacles, we're going to level up, we're going to grow, we're going to develop, we're going to evolve, we're going to let go, we're going to release, the perceptual filter in which we see the world is going to change incrementally, subtly, completely. You know, who we think we are will dismantle, it'll break down, and it'll happen over and over and over and over and over and over again. It never ends. And it's never going to end. And there is no destination. There's only the journey. And it's who we spend our time with, and it's how we spend our time, and it's how we show up within ourselves that matters. And we're energetic beings. And because we're constantly changing, people are going to leave our lives. We're no longer going to be, our energetic signature is no longer going to match the frequency of the person that we were best friends with 10 minutes ago. And if that happens overnight, that's okay. Your energetic signature that you're holding now might no longer frequency match within your organization. And, you know, you can see or any work that you're doing, and you could, you know, there's different ways of seeing that. You can go, oh, what do I have to learn from this? And how can I bring more light, and how can I kind of grow? But then it might get to a certain point where you realize there's a reason why I'm no longer in resonance with this field anymore, and I need to change and move to another place that can best make use of my power, my light, and my expression. Because if my expression is no longer being appreciated or seen, then it's time for me to go. So I think we need...
Wait, before you go on, I just want that to land, because that was like, yeah, if people can really hear that, I hope they're really listening to that, you know, just being able to be that agile and free in how you navigate life. Like, what if the second I felt, you know, I can't be myself fully, I just let that go and allowed myself to move into a space where I am able to be all of myself. just how powerful that is, you know, and that we just a reminder, this is what I'm really wanting people to take away from that share just then, is a reminder that you can do that. You're allowed to do that. That in all moments, you're the one choosing what you're choosing, even though sometimes we get in our head and we think it's because we have to or we should, or people are telling us that that's just the way it is, or societal pressure, cultural pressure, parental pressure, pressure from your boss, whatever it is. You always have that moment. You always have that choice in that moment. You're choosing to subscribe to that narrative, always. Just like, wow, you know, and how amazingly like dynamic this world would be and humanity would be if everyone was able to embrace that moment to moment.
And something's just emerged. I just want everyone to know, like, that's listening, like, you're so fucking beautiful. Like, I can't see you. But if I just like quietening down and allow myself to feel you, if we can feel these people that are tuning in, I can feel myself, you know, I see myself in what I'm feeling. And I think that's what the way we need to approach our lives. You know, I run my podcast in this sense of pretend the audience is with you in the room, you know. If we could see how beautiful our vulnerability is, if we could see how attractive it is to be vulnerable, when people are able to completely open up and just, it's okay, you know? That's so attractive.
Yes. Even these parts of you that you're, you know, judging and can't stress this enough, like, this is how you transcend that shame. What ego's speaking to right now, you transcend that shame the second you decide, actually, no, I'm worthy of sharing this experience, even though I've viewed it as a regret or a mistake or a flaw or an insecurity. When you start sharing those aspects of you, you're actually taking steps and speaking your way back into your wholeness. Like, back into your wholeness. How could you ever not be enough by you claiming these aspects of yourself that someone else or you've personally convinced yourself are unacceptable? How could you possibly not be enough being all that you are? Like, that is the epitome of enoughness. That is the epitome of wholeness. And, you know, I think the biggest blessing in the spaces I've got to help hold and the people's stories that I've got to hear and witness has been the recognition that all of us have things that if we shared, we feel we wouldn't be loved in. Every single person. And yet we're all walking around thinking, I'm the only one that has this darkness. I'm the only one that has this shadow. I'm the only one that's fucked up in these ways. I'm the only one that is twisted in these ways, that has the fetishes I do, whatever it is. We're convincing ourselves that we're the only person and that we would never find other people to be able to relate or hold us in that experience. But the second you go there and share those vulnerabilities, immediately the response that other people are going to feel in that is relief. Thank God you have just given permission for me to be more of myself, because the second you start claiming that wholeness in you, you create that space for others as a byproduct of that.
Yep. And so much of that carries through within our interpersonal relationships. Like, let's say you're attracted to someone. If you come in with this kind of frequency and like, sort of like, I'm going to play the game and like be subtle and like, you know, I'm the temptress or like I'm a player or like I have this many Instagram followers, so I need to appear a certain way. Don't you know who I am? That sends the signal that you're going to receive that very frequency in the person that you're going to attract. And you'll say, I'm not being seen for who I am.
Yeah.
Of course you're not.
And you want it so much, but you're not being all that you are to even give the other person an opportunity to hold you in that. I know in my past relationships, one of the biggest breakthroughs for me was coming to a place where I recognized if this person truly is my deepest mirror, then by me sharing these aspects of myself, by me sharing these secrets, by me sharing these flaws or whatever, dark parts of my past, it's actually going to unlock a deeper space of permission for them to be able to share the parts of me that, you know, connected. If we're deeply connected, that there has to be an aspect of them that connects up to this aspect of me. And when I started to navigate intimacy like that, it made me think back on just how much of my past lovers I missed out on, because I didn't feel confident enough to actually put myself on the table and give them a space of safety where they could begin sharing those conjunct parts of themselves with me.
People will enter our lives for as long as they're supposed to be in our lives. And once they leave, they're gone. Mm. They might come back. That's okay. But we shouldn't be creating stories around why they left and who we are based on them leaving, or who we are based on them staying, because everything is always divinely orchestrated. Like,
can't not be.
It can't not be. Like, so
never get it wrong, never get it done.
Don't waste your time like wondering why this person's no longer in your life, because all you're doing is sending that same perpetuative frequency. You're not ready to move on, and that's okay. If you're not ready to move on, sit in that space. I love sitting in that like space where I don't have to commit to anyone or anything and be selfish, but I acknowledge that like most of the time that's maybe a stagnant place to be rather than like
when you're not committing to something. That's powerful awareness. When you're not committing to something, you're actually in a state of stagnancy.
Yeah,
I really agree with that. Even if you're fully committing to the uncertainty, at least fully commit to it.
Yes, that's what I was going to say.
Yeah,
it's sometimes very hard to feel pain, especially fresh after like something, an event that's happened, and to fully acknowledge the layers and intricacies in the lessons, because that person or thing or environment has manifested in your life to be able to expose what that dormant trauma was, or what its lineage or connection to. And often that's really hidden. It's not like something that just comes out like, you know, with breakfast, although sometimes it might. It's subtle, and we need mirrors, like our friends and families and our lovers and partners and whatever to show us what is going on. And if they're not there sometimes, then we want to be stagnant and not commit. That's okay too. I think everything's fine.
Basically, that's the bottom line of this whole conversation.
Yeah.
There's
nowhere to go. There's no place to be. You are who you are. Let yourself be and unravel. And if you don't get it right, don't get it right until you get it right. And if you get it right and you don't feel like getting it right, do whatever you feel. I don't know. Like, there's no religion. There's no dictionary. There's no Bible. There's no like, there's resonance and there's feeling and there's love.
Mm.
And whatever brings you closer to love, let that be your religion. Let that be your guide.
Yeah.
Let that be your saving grace. When the Titanic's sinking and you're having this like transformation internally for the billionth time, caterpillar to butterfly, let yourself go down in the fiery flames of love and let that eat you alive until you freaking come out rebirthed, you know. Enjoy it.
Poetic shit ever right now.
Yeah, man. Enjoy going down. Enjoy it. Oh, it's sensual, it's beautiful, it's enigmatic, it's powerful.
Poetic.
It's real and it's worth living for.
Yes. Feel that so deeply. You know, the parts of my journey where I've felt lost and angry and in grief and in pain and helplessness, one of the anchors I have through those experiences is the aliveness I'm actually feeling in those experiences. Like, there's no doubt that you're alive when you're in pain. The amount of presence that pain activates, the amount of presence that grief activates, the amount of presence that feeling lost and hopeless activate. What if you were to start to become aware of that in amongst those experiences? Like, wow, I'm in so much pain right now and I'm so alive because of it. And what am I alive to? What am I noticing that only pain helps me notice? That only helplessness makes me notice? And this is the contrasting paradox of our existence. In the depth of helplessness, we're in the best condition to identify clarity. In the depth of pain, we are in the best condition to identify ecstasy and joy. You know, this is making me emotional just speaking about it.
You're like walking me through meditation. So I'm actually like, so I've just joined that meditation grid of whatever you were just delivering. Mm. And I chose to kind of go into what I'm feeling, that like constriction or pain, and bring my awareness into the molecules of that sensation and to sit with it. And when I sit with it, it begins to disintegrate in its form. Mm. Its charge begins to dissolve. And, you know, and I think that's what healing is, you know, when things, you know, I've heard from my teacher, she's an energetic practitioner. She says, if like things come through on an energetic level, right? And if you don't learn the lesson, if you don't become aware of what's come through, it then manifests through your energetic body into your physical body and manifests as an imbalance, as a dis-ease. And in our Western way of thinking, we're so quick to go, oh my God, I'm sick. I'm fucked. I got to take medication. There's something wrong with me. But if we realize what you've just said, the intelligence of our body actually going, let's celebrate. Here's a surprise birthday for you, because we're now going to show you where you haven't been, like we're about to show you the manifestation of what you haven't been seeing, so you can bring your loving awareness and presence and see it exactly. And then release it. It's such a head fuck. It goes completely like, it's, you know, I'm not even sure I can completely like speak about it in integrity, because I don't know I've mastered that in myself. But I can say that in some of the experiences I have had in my health, I've had to be bed bound and I've had to like change my mindset around what I'm experiencing. So I can only speak from that perspective, not from any higher perspective, or say that I know the way. I only say on my experiences how it's worked. And I'd say that when I was bedbound and I was able to change my mindset around the pain that you're talking about and start to go, what are you showing me? What am I supposed to see here? Thank you for being the messenger. Then it started to shift and transform and collapse.
Just wants our acknowledgement.
Yeah, and then I became in communion with the world around me, as opposed to blaming it or separating myself from it, unconsciously thinking I was on a high horse or I should be deserving better, or I've done, you know, I've earned my stripes. So you've earned your stripes, and like, I don't know if you ever earn your stripes, you know, it's until you've ascended to, you know, out of this dimension.
If you're on earth, there's lessons to learn.
Exactly. So
because the experience here is relational, so we have to experience ourselves in separation until the point we are fully realized in our wholeness.
So in terms of what's alive for me right now is kind of talking a little bit more about my podcast.
Yeah. That was an amazing conversation. Let's get into the practicalities. Yeah. So the initial intention was to share Igor's incredible podcast and the work he's doing with Human Connection Movement. And we have basically this conversation has been one big demonstration of the essence that underpins Igor's work. So I hope you experience that first, because I think that's going to make this next part so much more meaningful.
Yeah, no, I mean, look, we could leave it here right now, but I just have this burning desire to talk about it because it's probably the one thing that's most alive for me out of everything I'm doing. So the Human Connection Movement podcast was created because I personally learn from people that have a mindset of appreciation for what we've been speaking about in relation to the obstacles that we experience in our lives, and seeing the hidden treasures and uncovering the potential within those challenges. And I interviewed you, Nicole, and you were the first episode because, you know, of your hero's journey, of your transformation and your ongoing transformations in the way that you show up and so eloquently articulate your journey and your vision and the impact and your humanity. And I think that's what we all resonate as humans, is hearing other humans be honest about their journey and going, you know, I started off as a 19-year-old, you know, whatever, 12-year-old girl or 12-year-old boy, and this is what I thought my life was meant to be like. You know, it changed and then a bunch of obstacles occurred and I didn't see how important they were in my life at the time. But later on, I recognized that they were the key experience that had led me to be doing what I'm doing now, which is the most meaningful and significant to me. So there's like a formula there of recognizing that everything is always perfect and as it should be, and that we're always exactly meant to be where we are. Wherever we are right now, that's where we're supposed to be. We're not supposed to be anywhere else. Otherwise, we would have chosen a different timeline to be in, to be recognizing ourselves in fully in that moment. So that's why the podcast exists. It's interviewing humans that have overcome huge amounts of obstacles to step into their highest potential, and it's through the audience. So we speak with the audience in mind, to be able to connect and bring them into the conversation, to be able, so that they can then see themselves through those experiences as a mirror, not just talking on a high level and going, oh, I've accomplished all this bullshit in my life. No, that's not the point we're doing it. This is not to toot anyone's horn. This is to rehumanize ourselves, you know. This is to understand that we're all getting shat on equally in varying ways. And this shit has gold in it. And how do we mine for gold in the shit? And it's through our filter of vision that we can see the gold in the shit. And then we want shit all the time.
Yeah, bring it on.
Yeah.
And so, you facilitate this so well, can I just say. If any of you are on the fence about going and checking out the podcast, subscribing, learning more about Human Connection Movement, Igor really does facilitate this in such a beautiful way, and I can't recommend this enough, both as a listener and also someone that was in that space with you and was in your facilitation. You really do this so brilliantly.
Thank you. I really enjoy it. So if you like the podcast, if you like this podcast, I feel like this is it.
Jump across.
Like this is, I mean, it's kind of like a brother and sister podcast. Like keep listening to Nicole's podcast, but if I'm not even going to say brother and sister, because we're just like, I don't even see masculine and femininity as being separate anymore. I just see it as a unified sense of expression, and it's choosing how it wants to express itself, whether it's coming from a male body or not. It's such bullshit. Like,
I agree.
Yeah.
I think we're definitely going to become more genderless as we evolve. You know, I was on a panel with an incredible Indigenous woman the other day, and she was sharing how in her culture, the older you get, you actually become genderless. So they see their elders as genderless.
Oh, wow.
I had never heard of that before, and that was amazing, you know, like they actually saw that as a sign of the maturing and the wisdom was the genderlessness. I thought that was so powerful.
Which culture was this in?
It was Australian Indigenous.
Oh, Indigenous. Okay.
But I'm not sure specifically.
That's interesting. Yeah, that kind of makes a lot of sense. Because we still separate ourselves in form of gender, like the divine masculine and the divine feminine. The divine feminine is more grounded in the earth. It's more central. It's more expressive. The more masculine you are, the more determined and focused you are. I think femininity can be focused and determined and strong, you know?
Yes, yeah.
Oh, my God. Do you have, like, my strength doesn't come, like, predominantly from a barbarian sort of axe way. It comes from, like, a stillness, a softness that has a gravity to it that you can feel. That's powerful. And we kind of objectify these different strengths and say how it's supposed to come through.
Cast type them.
We're limited to cast typing them, and we're not casting directors.
We like to think we are. I mean, yeah. We sort of can be in our own movie. Just don't project that onto other people and tell them it's the only way.
Exactly. I just think like, I mean, the call to action here, if there ever, I mean, if there's going to be one, not that there needs to be one, is
what's the CTA?
CTA be human, and the humanity will express itself in whichever way, shape or form it chooses to emerge in that moment. And if it no longer feels right for you, then it doesn't feel right for you. And I think you're a big champion of saying what you feel and when you feel it, and just going Insta live or whatever and going, guys, this is what's going on for me right now, blah blah blah. And I'm like, yep, that's an integrity for me. And then other people can align and frequency match and resonate and find their way through that. And I think that's what the podcast is about. It's finding our way through other people's stories that hold the mirror for us to be able to see ourselves. Because the clearer our representation and expression is, the more people are going to more clearly see themselves. And then we can be around people that have that same mirror and frequency and tonality and sharpness and smell and taste that best represents love and God.
Yes. And we all hold those pieces, you know, like you're not even able to know that when you trust that impulse to share what's alive and present for you, like how much support that's going to give others. Because the divine's working through you in those ways, you know, it wants to use you in those moments as a part of that greater play that's playing out collectively. And yeah, it's waiting for the evidence to know the impact it's going to make is so counterintuitive. Just trusting in it and then allowing other people to give you feedback. You know, some of the things, like I had a guy message me years after the event and tell me how transformative this moment was for him. And it was in an airport lounge where apparently I asked him how his day was, and it was Friday. I was flying on the late night flight back from Sydney back to the Gold Coast, and he said something that was sort of complaining about his week, complaining about his day. And apparently I said to him, which I was like, sounds like something I would say, you know, you don't have to hate your job. And he wrote to me years later, found me on social media and wrote to me and said it was because of that comment, which was just a passing comment, he decided to leave his job and transform his life. Yeah. And if you had told me that moment, that comment was going to have such a profound impact on someone's life, because that wasn't about me, that was about what he needed to hear at that exact time. And because I was liberal in my expression in that moment, that message was able to come through for him.
Yeah, but you were also, it wasn't the process of the technique or style and way in which you were delivering the best on the 5-year course that you did. It was the purity in which you expressed what you were feeling based on how alive it was for you in that moment, no matter how nonchalant it was. Or you could have just said it like, "Hey, gal, mate," and that would be like the most profound thing, you know, he's ever seen.
Totally. Yeah,
because it was true, and the resonance was clear. So if we connect it back to like the whole mirror thing and everyone being a mirror, if you're in a position of leadership, you really want to empower people, including yourself, it's not about what your process is; it's about who you're being and your integrity and your alignment. Alignment isn't a buzzword. Yeah. It's a freaking real thing. Like,
Oh my goodness, this is so good.
It's not I help people get into alignment and balance their chakras and blah blah blah. Like, it's not a thing we use in our.
It can be if that's what's real, I suppose.
Well, it can be, but like, it's also not. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, I feel you, brother.
Get out.
I want to make sure these guys know exactly how to go and find your podcast. Where do they go? Where do we direct them?
So it's on most platforms. It's on iTunes. It's on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music. But I prefer if you listen to it on Apple Music. And then if you do like it, because you might not like it. You might be like, this guy's a shit.
You'll like it.
Shitty dude. I don't really like him trying to do his stuff, but if you do like it, then just subscribe to the podcast and leave me a review and just say what you felt. Actually would like to hear, like, genuinely, like, what has arisen in your body. And that would be great feedback for me. It's called the Human Connection Movement Podcast, check out our website, thehumanconnectionmovement.org.au, to kind of learn more about what we do, where we're going, how we're growing, how we're evolving, how we're letting go and surrendering and allowing the divine to just do its work through us, as opposed to us trying to do the work for it.
Yes, and such an aligned vision. Love out loud. I feel like I can speak on behalf of our whole community, fully supports you and the whole tribe that are co-creating your vision with you. It's the same vision, as you said. So please go and support Igor. I've tagged his Facebook in, if you're watching on the live, so jump across there or on Instagram. How can they find you on Instagram?
So you can find my personal Instagram. It's just I am Igor, Igor, Krayman, Krayman. I am
15.
And the Human Connection Movement one is just the HC Movement. Thank you, Nicole. I totally didn't expect this to be this.
I sort of did. Like, a part of me did, yeah. I know how our conversations can be, so.
Yeah.
I've loved every second of it.
Yeah, I was super triggered before, unrelated to this, and then I was like, oh, my God. And then, like, I just feel like we've just delved into, like, really nitty-gritty sort of, like, beautifully uncomfortable places within my own psyche that I needed to visit. And it's been nice to be able to explore that with other people, connecting and sharing, because I think it's in community that we're able to grow. And the more we can shine a light to who we are and what feels right to us, the more we empower not just other people but ourselves to continuously show up that way and not forget that there is no final destination. There's just only this moment, and then this moment, and this moment, and this moment, and this moment, and this moment. And I love you. You know, you really get it, and you always have, and you always will. And any way I can support you to get your message out, and you know, you already know this. I don't need to say this. So thank you for having me on the show, and eternally grateful.
Likewise, brother, always. This is I love our drop-ins, and I have absolutely no doubt, because of the consistent alignment in our journeys, there's so many other spots in our future where we get to drop in and amplify each other and actually just relieve each other through the shared experience that we continue to have.
Yeah.
So thank you for being on this podcast. Thank you for being live with the community who are watching right now. And a special thank you to everyone that has been live or in the future is listening to this episode. There's been so many incredible points that I really hope you can feel and be with, and that give you permission to share a deeper depth of who you are. I've felt really inspired through this conversation. So I really hope that has been reflected in everyone listening as well. And I love you. I love you, Igor.
I love you too.